Bring it in now.
That makes 1A027. Maybe we can make a motion, to...
Move to deny.
Deny and keep it alive.
I respect that he would like to make his case, and he can bring it forward.
Supervisor Alexander, do you have something to add?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll keep this brief. Supervisor Mayo regrets that he was not able to be here this afternoon for the hearing of this amendment. He had another appointment to be at, but did ask me to speak on his behalf. He thought that it would be prudent and in the best service of the county for a variety of experts in finance and transit to study the county's current RFP process, along with in-house operation versus outsourcing, comparing the pros and cons, addressing employee pension ramifications, unfunded liabilities, taxpayer impacts, et cetera, and report back to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit directly as to what the findings are so that a prudent decision could be made. This amendment would be a direct substitute for the amendment that you just approved, so you would need to reconsider that amendment. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments? We have a motion to deny. Would you take the roll on the motion?
Supervisors Haas?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Mr. Chair?
No.
But I didn't know.
Well, now we got a problem.
Four ayes.
I got a question.
Can't interrupt roll call.
You can't, can you?
Four ayes, five noes. The motion to deny Amendment 1A027 fails.
Motion to approve.
Supervisor Stamper, do you have a question?
Yes. Is it possible we can do both? That's the question. Is it possible?
They seem mutually exclusive to me, the way I read them.
I guess we can...
We can advance both of them, but at some point they're going to have to be resolved.
Yeah.
I mean, it may have been better to deny both of them and keep moving forward.
One's a positive, one's a negative.
I guess we can do both. I mean, this is a study. You can bring the study in at the same time as we're bringing the transit in house. So I guess we can do both.
I guess we can. I mean,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. It says the study the current request proposals process in-house operation versus outsourcing, employment pension ramifications, unfunded liabilities, et cetera, and report back to committees of finance and transportation using a five-person panel.
Yes.
So a lot of it looks somewhat independent.
It extends the MTS contract for the whole year, which I think is important. And I do like the task force that he makes up. This can also consider the kind of issues that Supervisor Lipscomb's bringing up. It doesn't make it not part of the process. They can certainly review that. But I think this is much easier to take than the slant that the Lipscomb amendment had. And I'd suggest this committee send both of them up forward with approvals. That way there is a conflict, and I think we're going to have to get them to work this out so we can take care of it on our final budget day. That would be my recommendation.
So you move to approve this amendment?
I moved approval, yes.
Okay. Well, I think our corporation counsel might want to weigh in.
Can't approve them both, so you got to...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a partial comment on the amendment. Because Supervisor Mayo's not here, I can't ask him. The first sentence of the third paragraph says, the task force is going to study the current request for proposals process. I'm not sure whether he just means we want to study how we do RFPs as a general sense, which is fine. But if what he means is we want to study the process as it has occurred on this particular RFP, we have a problem with that because the RFP is still pending. It's not done. It's in litigation. It's a whole number of things. And so I think it's a problem, if that's what he means, to study a process that's still in process and not killed by any amendment.
So do you view these as we can do both of these amendments?
Well, I think
with
you
that
can
caveat?
Yes, with that caveat. I mean, you can study, obviously, at the same time. Both amendments are, in a sense, studies. They extend the contract with MTS for a year. Supervisor Lipscomb's is a study focused on bringing the services in-house. This is a study that doesn't say that it has any particular goal. So they're both studies. They could go simultaneously. My concern was just that one piece of it. With studying the current request for proposal process, I think that's inappropriate, given that that process is still open.
I just have one question then. In the second paragraph of Supervisor Mayo's, does that even have the force of law? I mean, if the administration chose to give a 90-day notice, even though something's passed that says MTS would be the provider for 2014, can they still do that?
Mr. Chairman, I think technically that's a flaw, I think, in both amendments, but I think there is a way that it can be achieved to do the same thing, but I think the committee is trying to do, the sponsors are trying to do. The county executive has the administrative authority under the contract to issue a termination to MTS 90 days, and I think that's his legal authority. What this committee has and the county board has is the authority to say we will not approve any replacement, and thereby, practically speaking, tie his hands. And so I think what the board can do is not say we are authorizing this contract for a year, but the board can say we're expressing our intent to deny any replacement.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm looking at both amendments, and they amend different parts of the budget. Supervisor Lipscomb's amendment amends 5600 unit org, and Supervisor Mayo amendment amends 5800, 3700, and 1019.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, wouldn't we be able to pass both and be fine in a way? I guess I'll ask staff.
I think that you hear the question, Mr. Keating?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I believe the question is, are these a substitute for each other? And could they both stand on their own? And based on my review of it, they both could go forward.
So, yeah.
I think the hope would be that there would be still some discussion moving forward in the next week or so, and maybe Supervisor Lipscomb's will stand, and you know, maybe this, or maybe some reasonable hybrid. So we have a motion to approve this amendment. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, sir. Very briefly, I'm interested in hybrid approach. Okay.
Any other discussion on Supervisor Mayo's amendment? If not, would you take the roll, please?
Supervisors Haas.
Move to approve.
Approve.
Yes.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
No.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
8 ayes, 1 no. The motion to approve Amendment 1A027 is approved.
Hey, I don't think they can.